Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
What is this I see? Bad Bunny teaming up with Al Pacino?
What are they about to do? Make a tag team wrestling team or what?
No, for his latest music video. He's putting Al Pacino in his music video.
Ooh.
So they showed up at a restaurant in New York City together, and that's where Al Pacino, who's the Hollywood legend, Bad Bunny had to have him in.
Of course he's a Hollywood legend. It's Al Pacino.
Have you seen Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner lately all over each other?
No.
They are all over each other. You want to talk about a physical couple?
Bad Bunny and
Kendall Jenner.
Not surprised.
Very in love. I think it's cute. I don't have any issues with it, but I saw a video of them. At what concert were they at? Drake? It was Drake.
Probably.
It was Drake, and every celebrity was there. Even Kim Kardashian went to that one.
The whole fam was there.
Even though Kim, we think, slept with them, but Drake, not Bad Bunny. And they were just like all over each other the whole time. Like one wasn't touching the other one grabbed the other's hand. They were like hugging, they were whispering in ears because it's a concert, which makes it easier to get close.
Right, being loud, but it also makes it easier to get real close.
You could tell they were connected for sure.
Good for them,
which was good. So.
And good for Cornejo Milo. He's about to have Al Pacino in a music video.
He's all over it. Bad Bunny's everywhere
right now.
Here. He's out here for sure. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning!
Buenos dias!
Today is the day.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Are you sure you want to do this today?
I mean, yeah, we might as well.
What do you mean, might as well? Yes or no, DZ? Are we telling the gender of your baby today or not?
I'm not going to tell it. I'm not going to tell it freely. I'm definitely not just going to give the information up free willy nilly like that. What do you want me to just say? Hey, y'all, good morning.
Nope.
It's Kiss FM. We're having a...
Nope, I do not.
Exactly.
I do not. Please do not do that.
Exactly. Because you know I would.
But I can't wait for people to guess all day. Anyone that calls in, you can text in, you can guess. What do you think DZ and Aaron are having? Because we're 6 months in. This baby's coming soon.
We deep into it, y'all. We getting baby ready, basically.
You are. All right. Well, all morning, we're going to guess. And I'm not going to guess. Because that would not be fair since I know. I'll ruin the whole thing.
And I feel like there's a couple people that can't guess either, honestly. Because my wife has been a little blobby to a couple people out here. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying if you already know, you're disqualified from calling in to guess.
Immediately.
Period.
Period. Capital T.
If you've ever even met DZ, you're disqualified.
If we've ever dapped up, if we've ever stood next to each other.
If you saw him at the grocery store, disqualified. Out. Because you might have overheard a conversation.
Brittany, the nurse that took my wife's blood pressure yesterday.
Disqualified.
You out.
DZ's mom, Aaron's mom, out. You're both disqualified.
Fuera. Fuera. El Chacal, for anybody that's ever seen Sábado Gigante, bro. Fuera, out of here.
I've never seen that.
But we're going to have to put you on.
I appreciated the Spanish on a Friday. Okay, I want people to guess what the gender is, and they can guess all morning. You are more than welcome to ask DZ questions in order to, because you can call, let's say you could even call, ask a question, and call back later and ask a different one if you want. That's fine.
You're all day guessing.
You're like, why didn't I think of that question? Why? Why didn't I think of that one?
You're trying to get people to trip me up so I say what it is. That's
Am
what
I?
You're trying to.
Honestly, no. But I think it'd be fun to make people guess all day. You do have to say at some point by the end of the show, if not sooner.
I'm not going to let people go all day without saying what it is.
The hell you aren't. Have you met me?
You might. I can't do that to these people.
All right. 414-533-1037. We'll start with our first batch of callers that want to ask questions or guess the gender.
Round one, guess.
When are we going to say what it is? Ha! You'll have to wait and find out. All morning long, we're doing this.
Okay.
All morning. Well, maybe not.
Sips tea. All morning long.
We are guessing the gender of DZ's baby because DZ and Aaron are having their baby in a few months. It's due in November. Let's get right into it. Lisa's in West Allis this morning, and Lisa is always on surveillance. She's a private investigator, DZ.
T.I., so she might actually know the info.
Shouldn't she know?
Did you hire Lisa?
No, but if she's good, shouldn't she know? How good are you, Lisa?
Well, I had questions regarding common cravings and baby myths and heart, beats per minute that can help us decipher this.
Questions are allowed. You can ask any question you want to DZ to try to guess the gender. What is it, Lisa? What do you got?
DZ,
yes.
What have been your wife's food cravings?
That's
a good one.
That is a good one. So I'd say the biggest food craving my wife has been having lately, Dr. Pepper.
Something sweet.
She's been going into the sweets lately.
Did she like Dr. Pepper with Sammy?
She just likes Dr. Pepper. Honestly, she loves Dr. Pepper. It's amplified. It's turned up.
Amplified.
Listen, last night my wife looked at me in the middle of dinner and goes, "I think I gotta go get a Dr. Pepper." I went, "Whoa, what happened to your voice, bro? I'll go get it right now. I'll be right back. She was like, no. After dinner. I was like, okay, baby. Okay, I'll get you a doctor.
I said, after dinner.
Okay, my love.
Well, this confirms my suspicions because sweets are an indication that she is having a girl.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. I've never heard that.
It's different per person, but it is common that when you have a girl, you want more sweets when you're pregnant.
Aren't we?
I never heard that. That's interesting.
We're only sweeter, though, because the way society raises us. Let's be real. We're less tough because we're allowed to be spitting everywhere, by the
Tech
way.
Tech made us that way.
It did. All right.
No, but Lisa, I feel like that was a good question. That was a good answer. Mm-hmm. And that's the only one you get.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll call back in a little while.
Okay.
All right, Lisa, keep on guessing.
DZ said, that's the only one you get. I go, till 20 minutes from now when I let you call back.
Interrogation is not completed yet, dude.
Yes, ma'am.
Look outside and see Lisa's car doing surveillance.
Taking pictures through the window.
Creeping in a lot.
Oh, man. Sorry, Lisa. Thanks for calling.
We'll talk to you later.
Tim is calling. He's also in West Allis, like Lisa this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Tim the Tool Man.
Morning.
Morning, Tim.
You get a guess, but you're also allowed to ask a question if you'd like, Tim.
I'm going to ask a question for you, DZ.
Okay.
Do you have more brothers or sisters?
Interesting question.
Yeah. Blood relation, I only have a sister, younger.
That doesn't really help.
Yeah, my parents had the king's choice. It was a boy and then my little sister.
Why would it have helped Tim to find out what siblings he has?
It's just, like you said, it's just a bloodline thing.
Yeah.
You got to turn your radio down for a second, Tim, because we're on a delay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so it's not your fault. It's everyone else's fault who says bad words when we're on the radio. That's why. But don't worry. But we're here.
But Tim, what I will give you before you guess is I'll give you a follow-up bonus answer.
Yeah.
Because my wife is a sibling of five, right? And it's four girls.
But does it matter, the female's siblings?
No, it doesn't, because bonus answer, one of her sisters has all boys.
And you're the sperm. So, the end of the day, you decide the gender.
The man decides the gender, but the woman's DNA has so much to do with it, too.
Guess.
And, you never know, but my wife is four sisters, and the oldest is a brother.
Interesting.
And then her sister, I think the third oldest, has all boys, four boys.
So there's no theme.
It didn't even help.
This is not helpful. Tim.
Bonus answers that didn't help.
Tim, what's your guess? What do you think they're having, DZ and Aaron? What's the gender?
I'm going to guess a girl just because my wife has, she has four sisters.
Really? Okay.
Two brothers.
Oh.
And our first three kids were girls.
Ooh.
Oh, first three?
Right.
Yeah.
Tim, how many do you have?
What were the next three?
the first three were girls, and then the last one was a boy.
Ah, okay. And then they quit.
He fought for that boy, so I'm going to get mine.
That's what I said. Right. I'm going to get mine, I'm done.
All right,
Tim,
you know what?
That's two for girl right there.
That's two for girl. Let me write these down on the board. Why wasn't I writing this down the whole time?
I got it. I've been notching them, Appreciate the call, Tim.
But we need a visual. Tim, thank you.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
You too, man. Later.
Yalissa is in West Allis. Or no, Milwaukee. Not West Allis. We're moving out of West Allis. We're in Milwaukee.
We're back in the mill.
Good morning,
Yalissa.
Yeah.
Morning.
All right. You've heard the two guesses so far have been girls. We're guessing the gender of DZ and Aaron's baby this morning before he officially reveals it. What's your question? Go.
This might be weird, but are you craving anything, DZ?
Ooh.
Are you? Wait. What the hell does that have to do with gender? If DZ's craving something.
Out of normal. Like, since she's been pregnant, are your food habits different? Are you craving something?
You know, that's very interesting that you asked that, Yulisa, because yes, I have been having some slight cravings, and nobody ever asked.
I was cooking and he smelled it, and that was it. That was the only reason.
I just smell food.
Like, what are you craving? Like, sweet, salty, or what?
I've been craving more spicy lately.
Okay.
Spicy. Yeah, I've been craving a lot more spicy food lately. Yeah, and that's something that I only recently realized.
I come from a very big Hispanic family. I'm Puerto Rican.
Huepa.
Wait, there's a big Hispanic family out there. Stop it.
And with both of my pregnancies, my boyfriend was like, he was a pregnant one. He had all my cravings. I never craved anything.
Well, he was taking advantage.
It was bad. I don't know what it was. They say in Spanish, like, if a guy crosses over you and they're pregnant, they get all the cravings. And, like, I felt like it was all salty with him, and I had two boys. And he ate a lot of spicy. He's Mexican. He eats spicy all the time.
I just don't think this has anything to do with it. I'm sorry.
Your guess. It's Yulisa's. So it doesn't matter.
She's like, my boyfriend ate this when I was pregnant, so this is what I was having. What? I have never heard anything like this.
Everybody's own superstitions are their own.
Fine. Okay, so go on.
No, it's okay.
So what's the guess? No,
I think a boy.
Okay.
All right, boy. So we got two girls and one boy. So far.
Yep.
I love hearing the reasoning and the questions.
That's the funnest part.
That is the funnest part. So we're going to do another round. Yulisa, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Later.
So she's the one boy so far. 414-533-1037. We have time for another round.
Let's do another round.
We're going to do it. And you can ask a question. Guess what you think. We could be announcing it in 5 minutes, the gender, for all you know. I could be screwing with you.
Or 5 hours. Nah. Good guess. Eh? Yep. La aprecia la llamada.
Okay, buen día, gracias.
Amen, huepa, chao.
Bye, adios. Bye. I'm so proud I understood what she said in that first question.
I'm proud of you, too. That was a whole sentence.
My Spanish.
Whole sentence.
All I gotta do is keep dating Hispanic men. It's working out for me, DZ.
Boom.
And I talk to you never in Spanish, but it's working well.
But you picking up the Spanish that I'm laying down, G.
Well, it's kind of perfect timing because I want to talk about what's up this weekend right now. Mm-hmm. We do this every Friday morning, and this weekend is Mexican Fiesta.
It is. Huepa, huepa.
Yep. So last weekend, we were talking about the Puerto Rican Festival. This weekend, Mexican Fiesta all weekend long, you know, downtown. And then, yes.
I was going to say, it's over at the Summerfest grounds, no? Yep. Come on,
They take over a whole weekend, yeah.
And that ain't even, tacos and tequila still coming, so those are separate events.
Yeah, completely.
I know it's similar, but.
Completely. So that's going on this weekend if you're looking for something fun to do in Milwaukee. Tonight, the Deer District will continue on with their summer concert series from 6 to 9. You just show up in the Deer District, they got a band or whatever playing.
Dope.
And India Fest is tomorrow in Menominee Falls at Village Park from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. So all day tomorrow is India Fest. So we're celebrating all the cultures, man. We're not messing. That's what we do in the summer.
And we spread out all over the place, too. Yeah. I love it. You know, you could travel all throughout the city and all, you know, get up into the neck of the woods, too.
You could go to the Deer District and then to Mexican Fiesta.
And then hit up Indian Fest all the way up there. Honestly, food is worth the trek. Trust it.
We live for taco trucks. This is your weekend to get out to Mexican Fiesta.
Like, I know
you
want
to eat it up. Let's go.
I know that's right.
Let's go. So that's what's happening this weekend in Milwaukee. Coming up next is What Would DZ Do? But first.
First.
Mm-hmm. Hit it. Oh, brand new. Stop taking my job, lady. I was going to say, here's new Miley Cyrus, world premiere. 103.7 Kiss FM. We have to get into What Would DZ Do? But we're guessing the gender of DZ's baby today on the show, and he's going to announce it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to Angel very quickly in Franklin this morning. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning.
Huh, got a question for DZ and a guess this morning?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, DZ, how many kids do you have and what are their genders currently?
Ah, good question. So we only have one child, our firstborn son, Samuel, 2 years old.
He's so cute, baby Sammy.
Baby Sammy, young samurai.
I gotta stop calling him Baby Sammy because he's not going to be at the baby anymore.
He's going to be Baby Sammy for life.
So I'm guessing it's going to be a girl, and I say this because everybody I know that's had a baby this year has had a girl, including myself.
Oh.
Interesting logic. Everyone's got their own logic, whether it's your stomach is round, where you're holding it, what types of siblings you have.
The cravings you've had. If dad's had cravings.
People have asked everything this morning. These are good questions. So Angel says girl only because everyone she know had a girl this year.
Including herself, which congratulations on the baby girl.
Yes.
Thank you.
And your logic is just as normal as everyone else's. None of it really makes any sense.
I was pregnant, all the Chinese calendars and everything, all the old wives' tales pointed to a boy, so I was so convinced until I had her.
And then, boom, it's a girl. It's the season, it's the year of the girl, apparently.
I had friends convinced who wouldn't find out the gender, and to the point where people were buying them girl stuff at the shower, and I went, this is a bad idea. We don't even know the gender, and it came out a boy.
Yeah.
And I went, why did you have a whole shower convincing people, because in your mind...
Yep.
And it was not.
Well, and I...
She goes, we almost passed out. I go, what? You never knew what the gender was. What do you mean you almost passed out? In your mind, right. You decided it was a girl.
You made it up. You made it all up. We're making this all up.
Right.
So?
But not Angel says girl, notch one for the girls.
Noted. Thank you for calling, Angel. We'll continue guessing.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Later.
All right, this is fun.
This is fun.
All right, let's do What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
We have so much going on. I've been dying to talk about this one because this is so my vibe. What's going on and what would DZ do? I see Leon wrote in.
So it's either Leon or Leon. And this is what happens when you're, you know, bilingual. Because now I'm like, I don't know. So I'm going to say Leon, though.
Okay.
We're going to go with Leon.
All right. But not the ice cream place.
But not Leon's.
On 27th.
See, that's what makes me want to call him Leon.
I get it. Okay, so... His ex-girlfriend's following him on Instagram?
Yeah.
What happened?
He said, you know, my ex followed me. Should I apologize for the past?
What?
Leon said, this is an ex from the end of high school. In a way, was my high school sweetheart. We dated junior and senior year, breaking up right before graduation. I know it sounds like a movie, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
I was really insecure about myself in those years and shifted a lot of those insecurities into our relationship.
Well, you were young.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've grown a lot as a person since then, and therapy has helped me realize a lot about myself, too. But now, years later, I still feel horrible about it all. It's been close to 6 years since then, and
what?
We haven't spoken once.
She's the one that got away.
Ooh, since then. So she haven't spoken once since then. So when she followed me on IG, Instagram, I was stunned to say the least. Mm-hmm.
Says, thinking about her that long and she followed him?
Think about it, man. I mean, he feels that bad.
Damn.
You know, like you got to address those traumas like that. So I've immediately started thinking about those times and just wanted her to know how sorry I am, but wonder if it would mean anything or if she would even care. She didn't deserve any of it, that's for sure.
Aww.
Help me out, please.
Every woman wishes a man would come back and say, you didn't deserve what I did to you. Like, that is the sweetest. If he doesn't hook up with this ex immediately, I don't know what to say.
Stop.
Seriously, this is... We always want to fix them all for them to be like, I'm sorry, I treated you that way. That's like, she should, well, he did. Well, first of all, they were young.
Right.
Which is the first thing that's not their fault.
True. No, that's very true.
We just had a world premiere from Miley Cyrus saying, I wasn't wild, I was young. Like, if you thought I was crazy, it's because I was young.
That feels timely, doesn't it?
So fits together. All right, well, I want to hear what you think next, and we will also take everyone's calls and texts. So Leon's ex-girlfriend followed him on Instagram. They haven't talked in 6 years, but he wants to know, should he apologize for how he treated her 6 years ago?
In high school.
414-533-1037. Oh, looky here. Jessica is on the phone in Kenosha. We have got to take care of some business quick before we get back to What Would DZ Do. Jessica, good morning.
The more important business for you.
Much more important.
Morning, Jessica.
We are guessing the gender of DZ's baby. So far, we've got 4 boys, 2 girls guesses.
Three girls.
Oh, three. I forgot one.
Yeah,
my
Angel.
Bad.
We got Angel. Yeah, Angel.
Angel just called. Duh. I got to add to my tally. And now we have Jessica in Kenosha. Jessica, question, guess?
Yes. So is she or was she throwing up a lot?
Hmm.
Oh, great question.
Yeah.
And it's a trick question at that because my wife, she's not a puker. She really isn't, like, at all in life in general. But she didn't, to my knowledge, not at all. She was very nauseous, but that's kind of normal, right?
Okay.
Especially in those first trimesters, and we'll see what the last trimester brings. But
so little, but
nope,
not lately.
Not at all.
What's the guess, Jessica?
I'm guessing a boy.
Oh.
Okay.
Look at us go. So now we're on 3 girls, 5 boys.
Five boys.
You can guess all morning here on on the show. Thank you, Jessica. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Oh, I can't wait to find out what it is, even though I already know. Okay, let's go.
This is what would DZ
let's
do.
Let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Leon wrote into the show. His ex-girlfriend from 6 years ago followed him on Instagram. He wants to know if he should apologize for how he treated her because they were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
They were high school sweethearts. Now he feels bad about the relationship.
Yeah.
What do you think he should do, DZ?
Straight up, I don't think the apology's the opener in this conversation. It's been far too long, and y'all have grown into two different of a people.
Yeah, he's holding on to like a person he's not anymore.
Well, exactly. And he's so apologetic about it because he probably hated that person, right? And once he went through his therapy and once he grew as a human being, realized how poor of a person he was and wants to kind of make amends. Well, what do people do when they've wronged so many people? You go back and you make amends, right?
The fact that he's aware of what a bad guy he was makes him a better person already.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
So yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. So I don't think he should apologize. What he should do is just open a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And just, hey, what, it's been so long, you know? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 6 years later, if she's not looking for an apology.
How are you doing?
At 6 years later, she's moved on with her life, I would think. And if she hasn't, that's even weirder.
And you're going to get it real quick by whether she responds, leaves you on red.
Yeah.
You're going to get that interaction and that notion. So if you do need to apologize, she's going to let you know real quick.
Well, and that's what's so weird here, DZ, is it could just be that she's long moved on and she's like, oh, he was my high school boyfriend.
Forgot about that.
I'll follow him and he's got no idea. She's so far removed from their relationship.
She might have not have taken it as like trauma or being that poorly treated.
Right.
He's feeling terrible about it. Mm-hmm. But it, to her, it was just a high school relationship like it would be to most of us. But not to him. That's why I think, dog, Leon, whatever, needs to slow roll it. Hey, what up? How you doing? It's been so long. How are you? Boom. Send. And then get the gauge from that.
The fact that you feel bad means you have a good heart, which is the first step.
True.
Let's go to the phones. Ryan, our boy, is in Calabama.
You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Stop singing in the twang.
I'm the man.
Ryan, what do you think Leon should do?
I think that he needs to start the conversation slowly, and once he gets it going, then he can apologize. Because I did the same thing, not necessarily on Instagram, but when I was back delivering beer, I ran into a bartender and I was like, I really know who you are. How do I know who you are? And I knew it. It was a girlfriend from middle school.
Whoa. From the middle school days.
He had to ask them.
Yes.
He's like, who are you?
Who are you? How do we know each other?
No, I didn't ask because I recognized the face. I just had to remember her name. I couldn't remember her name.
Got it. Rude. It was middle school.
Says you.
But it was middle school. It was over freaking 12 years ago.
I'm joking, Ryan.
Over a decade. No, but did you apologize?
I said, me and you went to middle school together and we dated. And she goes, ooh. We did? I said, yeah, I was in sixth grade and you were in seventh grade. Yeah, and we had a notebook that we wrote each other in back and forth, and then we'd meet up in the hallways. Well, I found out that she was cheating on me, so I took the notebook and I just slapped her with it and walked away because I was so mad.
Bruh. You just admitted that on the air that you hit a girl with a notebook in seventh grade?
I hit a girl with a notebook
in
sixth grade.
Bopped her right in the head. Bopped her right and said, boom.
Next time I see him, I'm going to have a notebook in hand.
Ready
just
to
that's fine.
Back.
You can hit me. I deserve it. I understand.
Here's my notebook, Alex.
But I was in love. I was in sixth grade. Love.
He was sixth grade heartbroken.
I
yes.
fell hard for her too.
Ooh.
First love. And
but he apologized for that.
True.
And I apologized. And she goes, I totally remember that and I appreciate your apology.
Aww.
So it does come back and it does bond a friendship or could build a future relationship.
So then Leon should build it up and then apologize.
Right, right.
Start
not just straight out apologize. That's a little weird.
All right.
For sure. I feel that. Slow rolling. Appreciate the call, Ryan.
Easy quick question.
Yeah.
Left Twix or right Twix has she went to yet.
Wait.
He's asking about my wife.
Oh, the baby.
for cravings.
Wait, does a left Twix or a right Twix make a difference in the gender of a baby?
No, it
not to her. Not to her. She's any Twix. She don't care if she's any
Twix. I'm throwing everyone off with that one.
I love it. Ryan,
Appreciate it, fam.
Colin.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, later.
All right. Kelly is calling in Sussex. We'll get to these really quickly and see what they think. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. All right. Hi. We're not asking you or Ryan about the gender because you already know. So, listen, the regulars do have some perks to being regulars on this show. It is what it is, people.
They get to hear my wife's big mouth sometimes when we out in public.
They sure do. So, Kelly, since you already know, let's talk about what would DZ do. What should he do about his ex-girlfriend who re-followed him on Instagram 6 years later?
Help Leon.
I was in a very similar situation. I dated a guy in high school who was not very nice to me, and just recently he had apologized to me. So I think he should apologize, because even though I was over the relationship and wasn't even thinking about it,
you didn't care.
It did feel good to have him apologize, say, "Hey, I knew I was kind of a jerk."
It's the validation.
Did it feel like closure?
Yeah,
it does. Probably.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice. He followed up with, "Hey, do you think we could get back together?"
He was trying to hit it and quit it again.
But
this guy.
Still apologized.
This guy.
So the apology was nice.
He said, "Sorry. What you up to later, though?"
He really did. Yeah. He really did.
He tried it.
This
oh
guy.
Goodness.
But I think an apology would be nice.
Okay, fair. So fair. Saying apologize still, even if the closure's already been had, just close the chapter
totally.
A little bit more.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
We were out of time, but you know I'm bringing her on just because she does not know the gender of your baby. So Destiny in Milwaukee is probably going to light you up that she doesn't know right now.
I thought she did. I ain't even going to lie.
I couldn't remember who knows because I can't remember who we told.
I'm so hurt right now.
Aw, Papi, no, I'm sorry.
First of all, I vote to change Ryan's song, and he knows it. Ryan, I know you hear me, bro.
Okay, you guys have to have these fights off the air, though. What do you think? What do you think the gender is first, so I can write you on the board?
I hope it's a boy.
You hope it? Okay, I
hope it's a boy.
For you.
Do you think it's a boy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know her symptoms and what's going on, but right. I think it's boy season.
Destiny's got a boy.
She's disagreeing with Angel. Angel called and said it's girl season.
We're gonna find out by the end of this show what DZ and Aaron are having. So, Destiny, what do you think Leon should do about his ex-girlfriend following him on Instagram? 6 years later.
She's worried about him. She's trying to get back with him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If she followed him, she might be, honestly.
No, that's a good point.
That's what I'm saying. Come on now. Like, you'd be like, look, okay, I'm going to have, he sees me. I know he sees me. I see him. Let me just go ahead and be the bigger person. Click, follow you. He's going to be like, oh my God.
And that's what he did. He really went, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't go follow an ex because I want to be friends again.
It's been so long.
I agree with you.
Maybe they are trying to be friends, or she's trying to just reconnect with people from her past or something.
Yeah, reconnect.
I think about the fact that she added him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so she's probably like, man, I really want to see, you know what I'm saying? Let me see if he's changed. I see he's changed. I'm seeing things. Let's check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
He's going to be like, you know what? I'm sorry. I know I was a journey. She was like, I know. It's okay, but let's see what's going on now.
Baby, come back.
Okay, girl, get it right. That's what I'm talking about.
You can blame it all on me. Ooh, Destiny.
Baby, come back. Now I'm going to have that song in my head all day, DZ.
You're welcome. No, we do need, hey, Leon. Leon, we do need an update, Poppy. I ain't going to lie.
I need to hear what happens with this
Take
one,
it for drinks. Take it for drinks.
Y'all are old enough now.
Boom, boom.
Destiny, we appreciate it.
Bye, Destiny.
Later.
What's it going to be? A boy or a girl? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Good morning. We got people guessing all day. It's a girl. It's a boy.
All morning, we've been letting people call and guess the gender of DZ and Aaron's baby. And I see the board. I've got it right here in front of us.
We're getting filled up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boys. 1, 2, 3. Only 3 girl guesses.
Only 3 girl guesses.
And we're still building this tally.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. You can always call or text in, by the way, your guesses. Because we're letting people call and ask questions, and then they get to guess the gender.
In the text, there have been more girls than boys.
Really?
Yeah, more people are guessing girl in the text, and I don't know what the difference is.
414-533-1037. You have to say why. Is it just a girl cuz? Why? Because people called in and they asked all kinds of interesting questions.
So somebody's guest said, I'm thinking it's a girl because of his reaction to the name Esmeralda.
Oh, interesting.
Some people are picking up on maybe some underlying cues.
Well, just because you like a game or a name doesn't mean that's the gender, does it?
Maybe it's a part of the game, huh? Uh-huh.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said, DZ, I hope it's a girl.
Uh-huh. Okay, Natalie. Hmm. Well, I guess we got another one check mark for the girls.
All right. Girl squad. I like all your questions because this one had me at, this may be a little inappropriate. That makes me want to keep reading. when someone texts in and says, Allie and DZ, I have questions for DZ to guess baby's gender, although this may be a little inappropriate. And then I go, let me read more.
Oh, let me see.
I'm like, you said inappropriate. Well,
let's find out.
Let's open this text up and I'll decide if it's inappropriate for ourselves. Well, I have to read it because now I'm scared.
No.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I just read it.
Oh, you just read it? Okay. I had already read it.
Wow. Okay. The question is, who did all the work that day in the baby making process? Who the hell wrote that in? Who did all the work is the question.
I'd say it was an equal partnership that day.
Takes two to tango, okay?
Yeah. I'd say we both have, it was 50-50.
So it's 50-50, which means it's going to be, we don't know.
It's still 50-50.
Still 50-50.
If I remember that day correctly.
Oh, man. Whoever texted that in said, I have five kids. So they four boys and then their girl. So they have a theory that it matters, but it doesn't.
I've heard the theory that it does matter who does, quote unquote, all the work.
Well, it's the same theory as the people who think it matters, you know, where you're holding the baby,
how
you feel during the pregnancy.
Yep.
Like, all of it's hogwash at the end of the day, if you ask me, but some people would die on those hills. They'd be like, no,
you know,
these things matter.
A lot of my family are dying on these hills talking about something. We know exactly what it is.
Well, because they guessed, and then they had a 50% chance, and they got it right, and so now they're convinced that's why it's right.
Right, exactly. Right? No, for sure, though.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, you can call or text all morning the gender, what you think it's going to be. We will announce before the end of the show. It could be before 8 o'clock for all you know. I didn't say we're not doing it soon.
Hey, we said we're not going to do it yet. We didn't say what time.
414-533-1037. Send those texts and call anytime. We will do Am I the Jerk next. It involves toilet paper.
Oh, God, I love me a little TP jerk.
It involves stealing toilet paper, though. Just hold on.
Oh?
And are you the jerk for this? A little Selena while you wait next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one involves toilet paper.
What is this, 2019, 2020?
Oh, man. All right. Here we go. This is from a woman.
Okay.
Her name is Mallory.
Okay. Mallory wrote in.
Mallory wants to know if she's the jerk for switching out the toilet paper. Hold on, though. Listen to this message. This is a great one. She said, help me out with this one, Allie and DZ. I grabbed some toilet paper last time I was at the store. And when I got home, I realized it was the real cheap stuff. The stuff that hurts when you wipe, if you know what I mean.
Half ply.
Yeah. I don't know how I got the bad stuff. I never buy that stuff. I must have just grabbed without looking. But since it was already opened, when I realized what I had bought, I decided to just bring it to work and switch out the toilet paper with the toilet paper at work.
Yo!
So, that's what I did. My coworker asked yesterday if we got cheaper at the company because they noticed the toilet paper had gone downhill.
Somebody said, have you used the bathroom today? Dog. Triple up. Let me just tell you, triple up.
And when my coworker asked if we got cheaper at the company, I just said, huh, I didn't notice, and moved on with my day. Am I the jerk for switching out the toilet paper? Mallory. This one had me dying. So Mallory bought the wrong toilet paper,
uh-huh.
Opened it up, realized she bought the bad stuff, and then brought it to work and switched it out with work stuff for better toilet paper and didn't tell anyone. Oh, this is so funny.
How much of this toilet paper did Mallory use?
It was innovative, whatever. This was a very innovative solution until the coworker realized they were using the bad stuff.
I guess it was innovative. Like,
have you ever used that toilet paper? It's the worst.
The bad ply? The half ply?
The one that hurts when you wipe? That's the worst.
The sandpaper, you mean?
Oh, it makes me hurt just thinking about it.
Nah, it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
But when you gotta, man.
Wow,
but Why didn't Mallory just bring it back to the store?
I think it was already opened.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You really could have brought however much of the roll that you had in you.
I would never.
No?
Never.
Oh, that would have been my first go-to.
Not if I opened toilet paper. I'd be like, okay, I'll just take it for the team and use the bad stuff. Fine.
You just keep it?
I don't know. Mallory's giving me an idea here to switch it out at work if it ever happens, let me tell you.
Keep that in your back pocket.
Think about it.
I don't know.
I'm going back and forth. Like, yes, you're a jerk because you're screwing everyone over for your mistake,
mm-hmm.
but you're very innovative, which makes me want to say not the jerk. You came up with a solution and didn't tell anyone.
And it realistically,
kind of shady.
It feels harmless at the same time, too.
That's what makes it not the jerk is the harmlessness, but really.
Because hear me out. You're not stealing.
No.
You're swapping. You're not taking from the company at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider this stealing because it's not like you're just taking the toilet paper.
Right.
You're swapping it with the one that you don't want.
Right. Right.
Exchanging it.
You're not wrong. There's so many ways you could go on this, but you have to pick a side because it's am I the jerk?
I gotta say, yeah, you the jerk. Because first and foremost, I feel like you should have taken it to the store. I don't care how much of that toilet paper, the whole roll could have been missing. And I would have been like, hey, my bad. I didn't buy the right toilet paper. They got incidental insurance for all these kinds of things. They take that back no matter what store you at.
You say not the jerk?
I'm saying she is
the
jerk.
Is the jerk.
Mallory
right.
is the jerk.
Okay, then I'm saying not the jerk because she's innovative.
Mallory's a genius,
although,
huh?
Although, if you did that and replaced our toilet paper, I would light you up, which is the ironic part about all this is I go, not the jerk, but do it to me and it's on.
Not right? the jerk because I don't know you, Mallory.
Because it didn't happen to me. But if it happened to me, it's on.
Just wait till Mallory starts working here.
414, God no. 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text and we will discuss next because we want to know, is Mallory a jerk for switching out the toilet paper? She bought the bad stuff, so she switched it out with the good stuff from work and didn't tell anyone. Took it straight home. We'll take your calls next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Mallory wrote into the show. She wrote into Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com and wanted to know if she's the jerk because she bought the wrong toilet paper at the store, the real cheap stuff. So she decided to just switch it out at work since she'd already opened it. And
genius.
Took the work stuff home and brought the bad stuff to work.
And then a coworker noticed.
And she acted like she didn't know what they were talking about.
Oh, crazy.
Is she the jerk? Let's go to Sarah in Hartford to start out this morning because not only has she got a complaint, she's got an opinion. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. I am slightly offended being a regular and not knowing the gender. Where did I miss it?
Ooh, you're going to have to take that up with my wife. I don't know.
Ooh, good question, Sarah. Okay, so
all right.
not all of the regulars on this show who have earned theme songs know the gender. We are going to announce it today at some point.
DZ yes.
will. People are guessing. But
yes.
a few people know because we have seen them at events.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelly in Sussex and Ryan in Alabama know because we saw them at, well, Ludacris, we saw Kelly.
Yep.
And Ryan, we just talk to all the time.
Yeah, we've seen Ryan out and about.
So that's why people know. So if we haven't seen you, but like Destiny didn't know. So it's not everybody, Sarah.
That's true. We haven't gotten the chance to blab it to everybody.
Not yet.
But
okay, well, because Destiny also does not know, I'm going to go with her guess and we're going to go with boy.
Okay, got
okay,
it.
Okay.
Noted.
Sticking strong.
Noted. We'll find out if you're right by the end of this show.
All right, but now let's decide if Mallory's the jerk
mm-hmm.
for switching out the bad toilet paper she bought with the good toilet paper at work.
I think she is absolutely hilarious. That is
Isn't
such
she?
A funny idea. Yeah, that's funny. I think it's hilarious.
I agree.
But yeah, I do think she's a little bit of a jerk, but I do think it's funny. She could have donated it to somewhere, I mean, a church, I don't know, homeless shelter, something. But I do think it's hilarious, and she's very, very, she's got some fun ideas.
Okay. So not the jerk.
I would never personally do that, but I do think it's funny. At least she's creative.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. All right. So we think it's a boy and not the jerk.
No, she's a jerk.
She said she is the jerk.
Oh, she is the jerk.
She wouldn't do it. She thinks
it's
hilarious.
Got it.
But she is the jerk.
Got it. Sorry. I'm writing down boy, girl. Then I'm writing down jerk.
Yes, no.
I got too much happening right now. I'm like, I don't even know. Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations, DZ, either way.
Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
I guess I'll just have to wait and see what it is.
The worst part is I wrote down B for boy, and then next to that I wrote J for jerk. So next to Sarah, I have BJ.
Oh my God.
Right now. Are you kidding me right
Ellie,
now?
This is not your dating. Come on.
This ain't dumpster fire dating. That's coming up soon.
I think
Sarah.
Bye.
On that note, Sarah, have a great day. Thank you.
Poor girl. All right, let's go to Amanda in Racine this morning. Oh, man. Amanda. Good morning. What do we think?
I can't guess because I already know.
You already know because we saw you at Ludacris.
We saw you out and about.
And his wife told you everything.
We were partying.
Yes, we were. Well, your wife wasn't because she was pregnant, but we were.
Sober partying.
Amanda, do you think Mallory's a jerk for switching out the toilet paper at work?
I think she's not the jerk. I think she is savage. I'm like, brilliant. I never thought of this before, and I want to start doing this.
Amanda's now only going to buy bad toilet paper and keep switching it at work. Stop it.
And really, I mean, I'm surprised work would even notice because our air conditioning's down, our elevator's down. They ain't gonna notice no cheap toilet paper, okay?
They just gonna think they're cutting more corners.
Amanda said not
exactly.
The jerk. I can't wait to tell everyone who really wrote this in when this is all done and said and done, because I'm gonna tell you who actually wrote this into the show. And it was not a girl named Mallory.
Whoever this is started a movement. So, I'm on board with the train.
Didn't they?
Amanda, appreciate that, though.
Bye, Amanda.
Good guess is not
love
the
you
jerk.
Guys. Bye.
Love, later.
Well, now we're split down the middle between BJ and not the jerk. Amanda's in Waukesha. Another Amanda. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Okay,
good
so morning. We're split down the middle.
Morning, youngins.
Wait, should we let them guess the gender? Yes.
Yeah.
Amanda,
you guys want to guess?
You get one guess.
Do we think boy or girl? I think I'm going to go with Riker and say girl.
Girl. Ooh, girl.
Got it. Noted. Now let's talk toilet paper.
I'm going with jerk.
Oh, you are saying jerk. Why?
I am. Now, you could use that to do something. Who knows? Like she said, donate it somewhere.
Mm.
If you got kids, like we made my kids into mummies one time with crappy toilet paper. Just
oh,
to
that's
get
rid
fun. Of it.
That is fun.
You know, go toilet paper your cousin's house or something. I don't know.
Make good use out of it.
Don't make me chase because of your bad decisions.
Well, damn it.
I feel that, though. You're making the whole office suffer because you made a bad purchase? Ooh.
Yeah. No.
Ooh.
No, I don't want that.
There's a reason I got really quiet. There's a reason I got really quiet. Okay, thanks for calling, Amanda.
Amanda, we appreciate it.
Actually, keep her on the phone because she just said jerk. You know who actually wrote it this end of the show?
Who?
Me.
That's why she laughed so hard at the beginning.
I didn't want anyone to knowing it's me, change your answer. So when everyone was like, this is so
Ellie,
genius.
You are a full-blown jerk. Genius idea.
I'm a jerk, but I'm smart.
Toilet papered their dad's house or something.
Their dad's house.
Most geniuses are jerks. I ain't gonna
lie. Listen, I have never picked up the wrong toilet paper like that. I have never. It hurts when you wipe. Yeah. I had to do what I had to do. So I put it in the men's bathroom.
So you the reason why I'm struggling right now. Okay.
Have a great day.
All right. Well, Amanda, we got some things to address off air. Thank you. Bye, youngins. Bye, Amanda.
I feel like I've stepped into the confessional, and I'm like, here I am.
Oh, it was you say.
It was me the whole time.
Mm.
All right. Speaking of confessionals, next is Dumpster Fire Dating. We do it every Friday at this time, so hold on, because it's next. You get to hear the DMs that people put in my DMs. Why?
They're bold, boy, bold.
DZ's going to read them next.
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Well, hi, it's me. I'm exposing my own DMs to everyone because what the hell, why not? I'm not getting anything out of this dating world anyway. Might as well put them on blast on the radio.
It's a dumpster fire either way,
it
huh?
It is. And I had read so many DMs to DZ off the air. I was like, we need to start reading these on the air. These are crazy.
Yeah.
So last week, what was the guy going off about last week? This is how bad my memory is here on Dumpster Fire Dating. We decided I should never date the guy.
But
I couldn't tell you. Oh, he was really corny. He was trying to make jokes and he wasn't funny. He was like YOLO.
The YOLO guy that had some shrinkage after jumping into a cold waterfall around his family.
That's right.
And he thought that would make you ha ha hee hee.
He's trying to tell a story that wasn't funny.
No.
So we said we're never going out with that guy.
No.
All right. So now let's move on to the next guy.
He did too much. Moving on next.
You tell me if I should date this guy. Who is it?
This guy We're going to call him Martin.
Martin, fine.
Martin slid into your DMs and responded to a picture.
This is from Instagram.
So he slid into the DMs on Instagram.
This isn't even a dating app. This is just Instagram.
Everything's a dating app nowadays.
It's true, in fairness.
So he slid into the DMs, reacted, and responded to a picture of you. I think you were trying something on, maybe?
I was just getting ready for girls' night. Hold it up. Let me see. I can tell you. I was getting ready for ladies' night.
I thought you were in like a fitting room or something.
Oh, that's right. I was getting ready for ladies' night. No, I'm in my bedroom, but I was getting ready to go out.
Okay. So, and you've got black jeans on, a black top on, and you said, on tonight's episode of Mess Around and Find Out.
I was on one that night. I was very naughty that night. And so I posted that on my Instagram story.
I think Martin picked up on the naughtiness maybe because he responded with, I'd climb that tree. Ooh, Allie.
I'd climb that tree.
He straight up said it.
And that was it.
Bold. That's all he had to say. I'd climb that tree. Let me tell you, I like this one.
You do?
Yeah.
It's and so blunt and to the point.
It's blunt.
It's so me.
It's direct. It's already, but it's speaking to your physical qualities.
You don't think it's offensive?
I don't. Unless,
I'd climb that tree.
Unless you think it's offensive.
No,
but
are
I think
you kidding me?
You like being tall.
I don't know about that.
No?
But that didn't offend me that he said I'd climb that
you
tree.
You
it's
don't
more
mind
that
being
it's
tall.
Just all, it's all physical what he's saying. Like, there's nothing in there other than you're hot and I'd want to jump on you.
It was a picture. I mean, and as far as an opening line goes,
yeah.
He didn't lay it on too thick.
No.
It was something simple. It's something known. It's ha-ha enough to where it's like, oh, would you? Ha-ha. Simple little, like, freestyle icebreaker where he didn't give you too much. He gave you something easy to deal with.
But does that mean he's short then?
But he wasn't offensive. That was my next problem. Or that was my only problem in my follow-up. My next thing was, is he too short, though?
Exactly, because if you're saying, I'd climb that tree, you're shorter than me, and then I'm out.
Mm.
Because I am almost, I'm 5'11". I used to say 6 feet, but they measured me, so I'm 5'11". I know it. I'm tall. For a girl, I'm tall.
Yeah.
And so, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to feel gigantic next to my dude. So, if I won't date a guy shorter than me, I'm taking it on my own. So, that is an issue for me.
Would you feel like anybody a little bit taller would have said something like that? Just because I think...
No. Tall guy would never say I'd climb that tree because they wouldn't be climbing the tree. It'd be a totally different attitude.
How tall do you think Martin is then?
5'6".
Oh.
Does that mean?
No, but that's rough because
really?
you being 5'11", basically 6 feet tall.
You're out.
5'6", you kind of out, man. And I know you generally like to date.
The shortest I've gone.
Taller men.
I'll just put it out there. Pottery guy was 5'9". And the only reason he got in the door is because he lied to me. Swear to God.
He said he was 6 feet tall.
When guys lie, that's the only reason. And then I went on a date with him and liked him. I went, damn it. And then I went, fine, you know. But it wasn't that enough of a difference for people to be like, wow, nobody really cared. I noticed that.
5'6", you towering.
5'6", nice.
You're towering. Honestly, I'm sorry. 5'6",
my kid's taller than you.
I was just about.
In a weird way.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Bro. Not to make it weird and bring the boys into it, but at 5'6", your oldest is taller than him.
Mm-hmm.
And your youngest is as tall as him.
Oh, I never thought about it like that, but now we are.
You can't be eye to eye with your girl's sons.
No.
That's just not cool.
I can't have your future stepdaddy be shorter than you.
Feel like they gonna punk him.
I said future stepdaddy. I didn't say forever.
Touche. No, that is true.
For a while.
Ooh, well, see, with all the...
All right, so...
All this added context...
You think I should go out with him.
All this added context makes me wonder if I gave you good advice. Because I was leaning towards give him a chance and at least respond back. Find out. This is one where I don't say give him a chance and date him.
I
say give him a chance and see what he says next.
Oh, okay. Because my genuine reaction to something like that would be when somebody says, I'd climb that tree, I would just laugh at it or ignore it. I wouldn't really probably write anything back to that.
Okay. Oh, just quick reaction.
Like,
ha-ha. That's it.
Thank you. That was funny. In which he's going to be like, no, really.
No, but for real, though.
I wasn't joking. And I'm going to be like, ha-ha.
He's going to be like, no, LBVS, what you on later?
And then I go, ha-ha. No, how old are you? How tall are you, though, really? Okay, so it's flattering because he's saying he likes me, but it's so...
It's flattering because he's complimenting your height, but at the same time, it's giving you the context that he's a little too short. I say see where it goes, but if you're saying it's only a ha-ha hostile situation.
That's where my gut went when I read it. It wasn't like, ooh, yeah, baby.
Trust your gut.
I was like, ha ha.
Okay, ha ha. Trust your gut.
That's so women versus men. All right.
I say, if anything, say hello back.
Hello.
How tall is your tree? That's what you say back. How tall is your tree?
No, how big is your trunk? Right? Oh, yeah. Like, how big is your tree? Like, are you tall enough?
Yep, that's what
I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what I said?
Sure is.
This has been Dumpster Fire Dating with Ali and DZ.
You're not going on
I'm
a date
sweating.
With this guy.
No, I'm not. Can we just move on? I'm sweating right now because now I'm uncomfortable. I'm like, okay, I'm sweating. I said something inappropriate and I'm not going out with this guy. And I said it all
trunk?
On the radio. No, how big is it?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
We didn't even talk about her having a baby. It came and left, but it happened. We've known her since she was born. Mary-Kate. Mary-Kate Olsen had a baby at 37. She's 37.
What?
She's 37.
She had a baby?
I know there's a 20-year-old out there going, I don't remember when she was born, but we do.
Yeah, for real.
Mary-Kate Olsen, one of the Olsen twins, had a baby, and John Stamos flew in to say congratulations. He says he feels like he's adding to their family because John Stamos is 60 now.
No, he's not.
He looks 40, but he's 60. Yeah.
Wow.
The guy looks so young still.
Silver Fox.
Yeah. Well, and you know, he looks young.
Yeah.
There's the doctors help with those things
too.
Well,
sure.
No shame in my game, let me tell you.
A little something here and there.
But he gave a tribute to her about becoming a mom because this is new for us to see the Olsen twins are so private.
Right.
We just don't know anything about them ever.
And ever.
It's like they have a boyfriend, but I don't know much about him. One of them we found out was really close with Heath Ledger. We didn't know that till after he died.
Yeah.
That they were that close. And well, I don't know if they were more than friends or what.
The Olsen twins felt like they had their wonder years early and then chose to disappear.
They kind of stuck in the fashion world behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, congratulations to Ashley and her husband, Lewis, who welcomed their baby boy last week. And we have been guessing the gender of your baby all morning.
All morning.
All morning. And we have a board up here. And lots of people have called in and guessed. And by the end of the show, we're going to announce it. You're going to tell us what you and Aaron are having today. Are you really going to announce it?
I'll announce it today. Yeah, I'm not going to leave y'all on the cliff like that. I don't do cliffhangers well.
Me neither. If you don't say it, I'm screaming it. Okay. So you're more than welcome to call or text 414-533-1037. You can guess the gender. You can ask DZ a question. We've had great questions this morning.
Yeah.
And then at some point, we will announce it.
Why you gotta make it so dramatic?
Because it is. I'm like, dun, dun, dun. We're running out of time, though. It's going to be in the next 2 hours. I think we all know that.
I mean, we got John Oliver tickets coming. Come on, like, we got stuff to do still.
The show ends, but we're going to announce it before 10 o'clock. 3.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We're not only live on the air, we're live on Instagram Live on Kiss FM.
Hi, Instagram Live on Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. You can follow us.
I'm getting off here now, though, because I got a show to do. And you have to listen if you want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So does DZ.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about if you're having a boy or a girl.
I mean, it's one or the other, really. I'll tell you right now, we're not having twins.
Thank God. Because Auntie Allie can only babysit so many at one time.
And Aaron wanted twins, too. I'm like, bruh.
She did not.
Bruh.
Well, people have been calling all morning, which you're more than welcome to call or text what you think it is before we make the big announcement,
mm-hmm.
because we're going to find out what you and Aaron are having today. You already know. You've been holding it in.
It's not a surprise to us,
mm-mm.
nor is it to a couple people that my wife has blabbed it to.
A couple?
I'm being nice.
I don't blame her. I'd want to tell people, too. We just have a weird job because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Lisa in West Dallas. Tim in West Dallas. Who else guessed a girl? Angel and Franklin and Amanda and Waukesha, were those your only girl guesses?
So far.
The rest is boy, 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 boy. It's like Yalissa in Milwaukee, Tina in Tosa, Alyssa in West Bend, Yvonne in Milwaukee. It goes on. All the boy guesses are more than the girls.
Right, it's now overwhelming right now. It's the odds are tipped in the boys' favor right now.
Mm,
straight up.
Yeah.
Which I think is why. wild.
It is kind of wild.
I thought there was going to be more girl guesses.
I don't know why it's going one way or the other. It might just be because of who's gotten through and who hasn't. But everyone that got through asked a question, and you're more than welcome to.
You know, that is true, because the text, 414-533-1037, the texts are overwhelmingly leaning towards girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe it is the difference between texting and getting in on the phone, actually.
Well, somebody texted in and said, what is her belly shape? Sorry if you talked about that already. If it looks like she has a ball up front, my guess is a boy. If it looks like the baby's lying wide across the belly, girl. We did answer this, but answer it again.
Yeah, so my wife's stomach is a little more contained. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Yvonne called and asked, she was like, how's it? She asked in Spanish, how's it? Is it sitting, you know, more circular, more contained, or is it more spread out? That's what she's asking. It's more contained at the moment. So would that mean that her guest is then girl? Or no, boy. Right? I think, would it be boy or would it be girl?
Well, it's a boy if the ball's up front. If it's wide,
up is girl, wide is boy.
Oh, so then it'd be girl. Then her guest is girl.
Which somebody else said too.
Yeah, boom. Well, knocked it in there. Another one for the girls then.
Julian Oak Creek said girl, but why? 414-533-1037. We're gonna take your calls and your texts next.
Let's keep these guesses.
You're gonna guess. What are Aaron and DZ having? Because we're gonna find out today.
Shortly.
It,
soon.
It could be in the next 5 minutes.
It definitely will be before 10 o'clock. Well, I'll tell you that.
Because I'm going home at 10. So it's definitely before 10 o'clock. 103.7 Kiss FM. Here's a little Dirk, All My Life. What are you having, a boy or a girl? What are you having?
That's the question of the day, ain't it?
103.7 Kiss FM. Somebody texted in and said, it's a girl. DZ slipped yesterday. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not.
Oh, did I slip?
Guess
did
we're going to find out. Could be, could not be.
I'm loving this game.
I'm loving it too. Kaden Burlington texted in and said, boy, based on how where her belly sits and her cravings, I'm a mom of both.
So she feels like she knows.
Chris in Mount Pleasant said, shout me out. This ain't about you, Chris. This is about DZ's baby.
But shout out Chris.
But shout out Chris. All right, next up. We're going to go to the phones. Christina's in Milwaukee this morning. Christina.
Good morning.
What do you think it's going to be, and what's your question for DZ?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have two. First, I missed earlier on what her cravings are, and how is her skin? Is it glowing or dry?
These are good questions.
So let's start with which one? The skin one first? Let's do skin.
Skin, yeah.
Is it glowing or dry?
I feel like her skin...
Oily or dry?
I feel like her skin has maybe been a little bit drier. A little bit, but not by much. Not crazy dry, but I also wouldn't say there's been major changes to my wife's skin, okay?
Or has it just been because you moved and the temperature and the HVACs are all different and the humidity depending on where you live?
True. Our skin has all really been drier because the air conditioning, we finally got it. So maybe it has nothing to do with the pregnancy.
Maybe.
But the cravings.
But where were we with the cravings?
But the cravings.
Are definitely pregnancy. Yeah.
She's been leaning towards more of the sweeter cravings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Dr. Pepper, you know.
That's what you said earlier. Is there anything you said she generally likes Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Though. Is there anything she never normally eats that now she's eating in a strange amount and you're like, you didn't even like black olives before you got pregnant.
Right.
You know?
No, honestly, the soda has been the thing that's amplified the most because she doesn't really drink soda at all. She drinks water.
Oh.
My wife drinks water.
Oh, I didn't know that about her. So then the
coffee and water.
The soda's a big deal.
Soda has been one of the most major changes to where I'm like, oh, you've been drinking a lot of Dr. Pepper, ain't you?
Christina, did you hear DZ's impression of Erin when she wants a Dr. Pepper?
No, okay. I did not.
Have you ever seen Unforgivable? Because she turns into that guy. Let me get a Dr. Pepper.
This morning he said, I need a Dr. Pepper. It was like so funny, the voice you had.
We were sitting there in the middle of dinner. She said, oh, I need a Dr. Pepper. I thought she meant right now because I was about to go get it, boy. I tell you. I was like, yes, dear, I'm on the way.
When I had my firstborn, it was like clockwork. Every day at 3 a.m., I woke up wanting a Kit Kat.
What?
It's Kit Kat o'clock.
Interesting. Totally. That's amazing.
It's going to be room temperature. It had to be either in the fridge or freezer for at least like 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, so
it's not like it warm.
If she was specific on temperature as well.
Well, the baby was.
Yeah.
So, okay, Christina, given your questions, do you think you got a good guess or do you think you know?
I'm going to go with girls because I feel girls, you crave more like sweet stuff.
Ah. Got it. Love it. I love it.
You're on the tally right now.
Check mark for girls.
We will find out before the end of the show. Could be in 5 minutes. Could be in an hour. What DZ and Aaron are having. Christina said girl.
Appreciate the call and the guest, Christina. Great questions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Julie in Oak Creek did call in because I read her text and I said, but why? But so she called in.
Oh, I'll give you the why.
Julie.
Hello.
So, Julie, somebody just texted in and said, I craved Dr. Pepper constantly when I was pregnant, and I had a girl.
Oh.
But Julie texted in. What was your guess? A girl, Julie? Yes, it was a girl. Why?
So, I have two girls. Mm-hmm. Both pregnancies were complete polar opposites, and when I was pregnant with my second daughter, I'm like, oh, I am so having a boy, totally, I'm carrying different, the whole deal, ultrasound, yep, nope, that's a girl.
They got it.
You thought?
Oh, dude.
But Julie was convinced. She was like, oh, everything, the way my stomach's sitting, the way I feel, the craving, everything was different.
Her
so she thought
stories,
boy.
Though, her story is so important to hear because people do stick to these superstitions. But then you meet someone like Julie who's like, I had completely different pregnancies, same gender. Make it make sense.
Right.
At the end of the day, yep. It's a 50-50 shot, people.
Honestly.
That's the odds are with you, maybe, maybe not.
May the odds be forever in your favor, too.
There's two choices.
Yeah, because the whole stomach thing, like my first pregnancy, I was ginormous and carried like watermelon across.
Yep.
And then my second pregnancy, nobody had any idea I was pregnant from behind. I turned around and I had like a basketball there.
I was like, you skinny bitch. When she said that, I was like, nobody knew you were pregnant? You're amazing.
Well, only until I turned around. Then it was big old basketball sitting there. But
those pregnant women are so cute, though, that you can't see anything and then they turn. It's all belly.
And then
you're
boom.
Like, oh, you're so
boom,
cute.
There's a baby. Whoa.
Wow. Okay, so Julie says girl, which means girls are making a comeback.
Girl, don't call it a comeback, ladies.
Don't call it girl, settled either.
And you slipped yesterday, so it's a girl.
She's saying I slipped.
They think you slipped. I don't recall that at all. Well, so maybe I missed it too. All right.
Julie, we'll find out if I slipped or not. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Julie.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Well, we are going to find out before the end of the show, and you're more than welcome to call or text. Go ahead and play a little Post Malone. You can guess if you'd like, 414-533-1037. Is DZ having a boy or a girl? Because we just added two girls to the tally. We're taking a tally. We're going to find out before the end of the show.
The girls are racking up, man. We got to count it up because it's looking pretty even now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The girls have 6. The boys have 8.
Ooh, we close.
Why do I want the girls to win like I care? I just want to know what the baby is.
I think that's everybody.
We'll find out before the end of the show. Call or text with your guest next. Kiss FM. Does this make you uncomfortable, DZ?
Only slightly.
The whole show being about you? I can tell.
Can you really?
Yeah, and that's what makes Allie turn it up a notch and make it even more awkward. So
I hate you so much.
I live off an awkward life. Dude, you know me.
I just don't like things being about me, man. I've never been that type of cat, and I never will be.
Don't care.
But here we are.
Here we are. So we're talking about the gender of your baby, and we're going to find out before this show is over today. And people are calling and guessing, so let's go to Freddie in Milwaukee this morning.
Morning, Freddie.
Good morning.
He says he has one question for you before he guesses the gender.
Oh, bet. Say less. What's the word, man? Shoot.
Okay, is this your first child?
It is not. We've got our firstborn. Our firstborn was a son, Samuel, young Samurai, who just turned 2 in July.
He's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Oh, he's so cute.
Those were bars, too, that rhymed.
On purpose.
But yeah, no, Freddie, it's our second born. This will be our second child.
Was she craving sweets with the first one?
Good question. I will allow. Honestly, I'd say she was more salty. She was leaning more towards the salty snacks when we had our firstborn. This time she's leaning more towards the sweet, if I got to make the distinction.
Okay, so it is a different pregnancy then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, then you're having a girl.
He said confident.
Didn't even flinch.
Freddie. Okay. Freddie says true. Girl. Okay, and what makes you say that? The fact that it's different or what?
It's different. You know, I guess the cravings are a little different with the first child was salty, so now Now that it's figure having a girl.
Is your baby salty or sweet?
I can tell you right now, both are going to be Sour Patch Kids. If they're anything like their parents.
Oh, man. Well, Freddie added a girl onto the tally this morning because we're writing them all down in the studio.
The girls are starting to even up the score, dog.
Yeah, they are.
I love it. I love it. Okay, Freddie. Appreciate the guest, man. And great questions.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good one, man.
Bye,
later.
Freddie. All right. Now, last but not least, you know.
You know who it is.
He's funny. He makes me laugh. Tony's in Racine this morning. Bomb! Tony.
What?
Do you know? You don't know the gender, do you?
I do not.
Okay, because a few of the regulars know because we've seen them here and there at like Ludacris and stuff or out and about.
Right.
And so then when the other regulars found out people know, they got mad. And they were like, well, how come she knows and I don't know?
It's not my fault.
It's just that way it happened, okay?
I'm not mad.
Thank you, Tony.
I appreciate you, Tony. Dang, man. Destiny was all salty.
Tony, do you have a question for him? And what do you think it is?
I definitely have a couple questions. So before I think what it is, let me ask, what kind of chin do you have, DZ? Is it a butt chin or not a butt chin?
He has a beard. We don't know.
No, but this is a valid question.
This gets asked by people?
I've got a little bit of a dimple. Just a tiny, it's not quite a full butt, but I got a little crack. You know, I got a little bit of a
dimples.
Dip.
Dimples are cute.
And then, what about your wife?
My wife has a round chin.
Okay.
Such a random question.
But good.
Was doggy style involved in any of this?
Oh, Jesus, Tony, stop it, Tony. Involved.
Stop it. Well,
you could have a puppy. You don't know.
Tony, I plead the fifth.
You could have said, were you standing in front of her or behind her when you met her for that day? You had to go so specific,
when
Tony.
When we said hello.
Have you ever heard of an innuendo like a Disney movie? Come on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna say, you know, a boy. That's what I'm gonna say.
Okay. Locked in the answer. Tony says we're having a boy.
Thank you, Tony. I'm writing it down right
now. You're lucky
now.
It's not a puppy, man, because that's a whole nother choice.
Poppy, I don't need no puppies in my life. Right? We about to have another kid. We good on that end. Definitely no. We trying to get rid of a dog. What you mean?
Hey. Add a baby?
Is it the
fire
one that
dog.
Has a potty training issues? Because I don't want them then.
Oh, Lord. Tony.
Get out of here, man.
Thanks for calling.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Later, fam.
You know, Tony is a kid. He makes me laugh, though.
We knew he was going to say something outlandish and riotous.
So inappropriate like me. That's why he makes me laugh.
I respect it, man.
All right. Well, before the show's over, you're going to find out. Is DZ having a boy or girl? But not yet. Sorry.
Not quite. Soon, though.
Sorry. Are you ready?
Am I ready?
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
It's officially time.
We about to do this?
We're about to do this.
People have been guessing all day long. I mean, and the guesses have been good. The questions have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody feels like they know. Everybody who we've talked to hasn't been like, well, maybe. No, everybody's either been, it's a girl, it's a boy, it's a baby.
Well, it's definitely a baby.
It's definitely a baby.
And DZ's having a baby, him and his wife, Erin, due in November. Second baby.
Mm-hmm.
All morning, we've had people call in, text in, guess what you're having. Right now, it's pretty even between a boy and a girl.
It's looking pretty good on the board. I ain't gonna lie.
But we don't know what the actual answer is until this moment.
Right here.
We're going to announce.
Right now.
What DZ is having. The gender of the baby. Because many people have texted saying, I'm convinced it's a girl.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I did the same thing. I felt the same way. It was this.
And
it's
then
that.
Right below that, I'm convinced it's a boy. Did you have a preference when you got pregnant with the second one on what you wanted? Because you already have a son.
Yeah, we already have a son, young Sammy, Samurai. We didn't have a preference, but we both thought we knew. Early on, before we actually found out what the gender of the baby was, we both were convinced.
And what did you think it, don't say what it is, say what did you think it was first?
So we both thought, my wife and I convinced, we were like, oh yeah, we having a girl.
Okay.
We both felt it. We both knew it. We were like, that's why I like the name Esmeralda so much.
Busted.
Because we were feeling it. We were like, it's a girl. Both. I mean, I'm talking about like no question, no nothing. We were both locked in.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
So then you went to the appointment and found out the gender.
We did.
And you found out whether or not it was a girl that you're having.
We did.
And you've been waiting all morning to find out what DZ is having. What is the gender of your baby?
In November of 2023, Aaron, my wife, and I will be bringing in a baby boy.
It's a boy. Yay! Festive boy.
I don't know. I feel like we won something just now.
That sperm went Festive boy. The boy won.
A boy making factory over here, apparently.
So far. I am so happy for you guys.
Wait, what you mean so far? done after this?
You might be having more. You never know. You're young. I will say, the day you told me, your words went right over my head. DZ pulled up to me in the parking lot leaving work and goes, yo, I need some advice on two boys. And I went, oh, yeah? And I just started, like, wait, what?
I remember that day, too.
We both are going to have two boys.
I pulled up right to the side of your car right after we had left for the show. Yeah. And I went, hey, Allie, I'm going to need some advice, man. How do you handle having two boys? And you were like, oh, don't worry, I got you. And then I did the face. I went, did you catch what I just said?
And then I went, we can finally talk about how we both have two boys now. Finally!
It's going to be crazy, y'all. We adding another boy to the mix.
My advice is good bleeping luck. Because they're crazy.
I'm going to need it. I know that's right.
Wait till they're punching each other. You'll be much better handling that than I am. Well, so
congratulations to everybody that guessed boy, because y'all were right. Whatever theory you had, whether a crock pot or not, y'all were right. We having another boy, y'all.
Shout out to the few that got in that guessed boy on the phone, which was Yalissa in Milwaukee, Tina in Tosa, Alyssa in West Bend, Yvonne in Milwaukee, Jessica in Kenosha, Destiny got it right, and Sarah in Hartford. Oh, and Tony in Racine.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats to all the people that guessed correctly who actually got through this morning.
Wepa to y'all, man.
It's a boy!
It's a boy!
Well, you know what? If you missed any of the show, we talked about a lot of it this morning. We talked about why you thought it was a boy or a girl. We did dumpster fire dating.
It was a lot on the show today.
It was a lot happening today. So you can always go back and listen if you missed any of it. The entire show without music and commercials, we posted every single day if you missed our show.
And if you missed the last 30 seconds of me actually saying what the gender was, you're going to have to listen back on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, listen back again. I'm sorry, because let's just do it. It is what it is. Allie and DZ on demand. It's out there. All right, congrats.
Thank you, yo. Fam, we growing.
Woo! Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.